We felt this good this morning. We're going to read from Acts 13. Let me start at verse 16. And Paul stood up and beckoned with his hand and said, Men of Israel, meet us here, God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt with strangers in the land of Egypt with a high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years, suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by law. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward, they desired a king. God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto David to be their king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, that shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed, hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel, saved Jesus. When John had first preached before his baptism of repentance of all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom do you think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there comes one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they, Pilate, that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written in him, they took him down to the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto their children. In it he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Now as concerning that he raised him from the dead, now no more to see corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he said also in another Psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thy oil to see corruption. But David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell off asleep, and was laid under his father and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all sins from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Let's pray and ask God for us. Forgive our sins. Lord God, we are your people. You have chosen us, and we can see that not only do you tell us specifically that you've chosen us, but we can see through history that you have chosen us to be your people. But Lord, we also see, and you tell us both in your word, and we see in history that we are a sinful people. Every day we turn against you, and we murmur and complain, just as the Israelites did of old. Lord, we pray that you will forgive us of our sins, both of our sins as individuals, our sins as a church, our sins of the nation, yea, Lord, the sins of the whole world. Lord, we pray this because you have told us to ask for forgiveness, and you told us to ask through the name of Jesus. And so in Jesus' name, and by his precious blood, we ask, Lord, that you will forgive our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.